Okay, this is King Rick 56 interviewing.
Hi, this is Krem. I'm giving Rick a blowjob.
That's how he got his position. Hello, welcome to the podcast. This is KingRick56 of the DailyPost.org, and with me today is nobody. Not a single person. Look around, both directions, just me and you, listener. Probably just me and you, cannon fodder. Today we are celebrating and mourning at the same time the loss of Pod. DailyPost.org, admin, podcast co-host, VideoFest co-pilot, Krem. Krem decided that he was pretty much done with the DailyPost.org. He was assisted by me, but we'll get into that later. But he's not coming back, which is a shame. And I think the best way for us to deal with this at the site, and me as a person, is to do this. The first, the last, the only solo cast. This is gonna be it. This is my parting farewell to my friend, because he is my friend. You know, I hate to go all internet serious business, but you know, that dude was my friend. And it's a shame he's not gonna be around anymore. So, let's go ahead. I plan on bookending a lot of this and sticking a bunch of random clips in of, all the stuff we've done together and, all the fun things that happened over the course of the years we've worked together. Man. I mean, fucking think about it. The site is, like, 6 years old? And Krem have been doing this shit for over 4 years? That's a history. That's a fucking history right there. And, I'm gonna try and highlight the best of the best moments that I can find in the 10 minutes. I'm gonna just speed through all the stuff we have on this computer. We're also, of course, going to do mailbag. And, we'll get mailbag right out of the way. You know, get that done in a little bit. But, wanted to kick off the show a little bit with a, you know, just a brief summary of what's been going down at POS lately. You know, recap, because the opening to these started to become DailyPost.org's, you know, moments of what's been happening in between the actual recordings, because something big always seems to happen. Obviously, the biggest thing here is that, recently Krem left the site. Forever. What happened was, there was some disagreements between Soap and some other characters along the site, which was solved, but during that time, he actually removed the admins of Krem, because Krem hangs out with these guys now. In retrospect, I think that's a pretty dumb idea. In retrospect, I find that to be rather stupid move by Soap, but, you know, Hey, fuck. We all do stupid things, you know. Anyway, Krem was rather outraged about it, and he was pretty much just like, just keep the goddamn admins. I don't need them. Fuck off. So, they had this big long PM about it, which I will probably give you the a little bit of. Let me pull up the log. I'm not going to give it all away because it's private, but I will give you, of course, the brief summary. If I thought of this, if I wasn't just pulling this podcast out of my ass like I usually do, I would actually have this pulled up. All right. Yeah, Dead Silence, rock on. Man, I better put like a song underneath this or something. I know. I'll mark this for one of the moments. We can cut this out and put a creme moment in right here. Just a creme moment. Anyway, cut.
Somebody said something about Demo Man.
I told him there was a Demo Man in our base.
Oh, yeah, you told him there was a Demo Man in our base. And he's just like, Demo Man?
Yeah.
And Rick's like, yeah, there's a Demo Man right over there. And the guy's just like, Demo Man. And then we're like, okay, yeah. And then we keep playing, and then like that one Demo Man keeps blowing me up. And I'm like, goddamn fucking Demo Man keeps blowing me up. And Chicago Ted's just like, Demo Man.
Yeah.
And we were playing for like about an hour, and that's all Chicago Ted said was Demo Man.
And it got the rest of us going too.
And it got the rest of us going too, and we would put variations on it and stuff, and we would spam it. And he would, he would keep it to a minimum and all that, but that was all he said, was just once in a while he would just be like, Demo Man. And then, about a half hour into the game, I started playing Engineer to get some defense going on our base, and I'm playing Engineer, and somebody's like, oh, spy coming in, watch out. And Chicago Ted's on the voice chat like, Demo Man. And then this Demo Man on my team walks up, and I check the thing, and there's no Demo Man on our team, and I'm just like, spy. And he starts sapping my shit, and it's Chicago Ted. And he's playing spy, and he's disguised as a Demo Man. And he's sapping all my shit, and I'm just like, oh god, you're sapping my shit. And he's just like, Demo Man. Yeah.
Demo Man.
And then he's a good spy too. He destroyed all my shit and backstabbed me, and then he's just like, Demo Man.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, oh, Demo Man's sapping my sentry. It was pretty great.
Oh man, I instantly friended him.
Yeah.
And we're back. Hope you enjoyed that little creme clip we have there. Let's see here. Next, I actually found the PM. And it pretty much says that he picked up WoW again, World of Warcraft, which had become an issue earlier in his tenure. Which will, of course, be explained later. I'll give you the full creme disclosure later in this podcast and tell you everything that happened that's relevant to the story that is me and Krem and the dailypost.org. Regardless, he had been demoted, and I looked through the log and I found a little bit of Soap's reasoning, and I still think it was dumb, but it was basically like how he had a beef with SK, and SK had a beef with Krem, and he was just trying to keep people to take it easy, but didn't fucking happen. In retrospect, that fucking didn't work, now did it? Ooh, well fucking done, son. Well done. He pretty much just said, keep your fucking admins, asshole. He's pretty unhappy with POS, and that he left. He left it already. He was already leaving mid-de-adminning for, like, a couple months, and he was tired of POS, and he was tired of, us making snap decisions, and he was just frustrated. He frustrated at us for keeping his admins. Let me find the direct quote that I found. Towards the frustration of using your... Let's see here. The issue with me has shifted from coveting adminship itself to toward frustration that you seem to be using admin status as a carrot on the stick for me, which I think is fair, which I don't think is fair, since you you don't really do it to anyone else. Good point. Like, fucking good point. And I'm not defending Krem, but I'm certainly not defending Soap in this. That's a pretty good point of how both Soap and I have mistreated Krem in the past. And he had a damn good point there. We used his adminship to manipulate him on points. And you know, in retrospect, that was a very mean thing to do. And I've apologized for it in person, you know, on the phone and such, as well, and on IRC as well. And I think Soap has as well, but I don't, of course. I don't have any access to anything Soap actually said to him. He pretty much said the biggest reason he'd stopped posting on IRC and the Daily Post was he was pretty much aware that he would get worked up about it, and he would prefer not to voice his opinions at all rather than over-voicing them and then feeling like an ass later or an idiot. So he pretty much said, keep the admins. He's not gonna deal with it. Also he ends the letter with, also, SK is a prick. Sincerely, Krem. And, you know, hey. I'm not gonna argue, like, SK can be a prick. But that's basically how the thing got started. We had taken his admins away yet again to kind of protect SK and other people from snap decisions to, like, burn the site down. And we had done the same thing to Anti, actually, but Anti didn't get really too pissed off about it. I think he was just pretty much like, whatever. You know? Anyway, that led to about a month of Krem not being around. Like, most of the next month after this, like, he was just not really around, and we got no really reply back from I'm trying to think of the proper word here. From our PMs to him, I guess that's the best way I can put it. No reply back from the PMs that we gave to him. That was a little disconcerting, because all we really wanted to do was talk out a solution where, you know, we could at least apologize, because we had already felt like assholes, but still state our case, you know, and have an open discussion and have it so he didn't feel like he had to keep his opinions to himself. He was allowed to state his opinions and not feel bad about it. And we never really got a reply back on that. Here's a little bit of log. Let me find here. Soap pretty much just says that he apologized, and then he overreacted a little bit on that, and that he did the same to Anti, and it wasn't just about Krem, you know, and that he invited Krem to come talk. And as I said, we didn't really get anything. I actually typed Krem into the find button in my IRC notepad log of Soap, and I'm just clicking it, and every time I click it, I see, like, Kingrick 56. Hey, you hear anything from Krem? Soperman. No, not a thing. Kingrick 56. Anything from Krem yet? Soperman. Nope. You know. Here we go. After a long period of time, I'd personally, this is something that's hung on me that I actually really want to talk about, and I'm glad I can get it out in this forum, so I don't have to tell everybody, like, individually and type something up for everybody on IRC or on Skype. This is really where the problem comes to a head. After a lot of consideration and just months, even prior to, like, the whole blow-up business, I banned Krem. I banned him. He had not posted or said anything, but he was around. Like, every day I would see him hidden on the user board. Like, he would be there. And he deleted all of his stuff from his website, thus wrecking a lot of the links that he had made over the years on the direct site, which kind of fucked us over. And Soap's like, what should we do? And I just said, we need to ban him. We need to just be done with it, you know? Partially because he had fucked us over. And partially because he wasn't happy here. He would never be happy here. Krem is... I don't confess to know who that dude is. I don't know who Michael Quinlan is. And for those of you who don't know, that's Krem's real name. I don't know that dude. Like, he's a walking mass of complexes that I can't decipher. But from what I do know, I can say this. The dude is just not comfortable in his own skin. He's not comfortable with himself. And the only place he thought he could go to be comfortable was online and at PAWS. And slowly but surely, he wasn't even happy there. But he stayed because it was the status quo. And I decided that as his friend, call me wrong, call me right, whatever you fucking want to do, I decided that wasn't good enough for the dude. Because he couldn't decide it. Like, he said that he was gone, that he never wanted to come back, that he was tired of us and he would go away, but he was there every day. Like, I could see him every time I logged on. He was invisible, you know. So I decided that I would take the same approach we took with Isao. Isao being, you know, just not happy on the site. But coming back because he had nowhere else to go. We banned him, too. And I thought, you know, as his friend, I wanted him to be happy. But since he couldn't be happy here, I was going to force him to go somewhere else. You know, hopefully into the real world where he could go and socialize and be with real folks and stuff like that. And, that didn't work out. Like, I banned him, and then we got a PM from Krem. But since we're already running pretty long, I'm going to save the rest of this story for the next part after Mailbag. A little bit of a cliffhanger here. Watch out. Holy shit. Anyway, stay tuned for part two of the Kremcast.
All who fear the night and stand against the darkness, please give us strength. I read that in one of my ladies' magazines once.
What are you talking about? Kram, please shut her up, wherever you are. Intending for your acting.
Which one?
One of them.
Which one?
I think it's the one on the right.
Yeah.
Pendant A.
Pendant A. Man, pendant B. Pendant B doesn't do crap in this game. It's just taken
it's
up in
the... It's a cheap knockoff. We can sell the Melchior.
It shattered.
Oh, well, Cramp's back.
But we've come so far.
can't be sad. He's only dead, never coming back. Kind of like your mom. That was a good one, huh? We all had a good laugh.
Yeah, we all had a good laugh. Just like...